Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at JP Morgan recommends investors add up to 1% of their allocation to Bitcoin. That's correct. The title says JP Morgan recommends investors add up to 1% of their allocation to Bitcoin. And this article can be found on Tasmanian.com, written by Eva Fox. And it begins by saying, JP Morgan likes the idea of investors using Bitcoin as a way to diversify their portfolios. The investment strategy suggested that 1% portfolio allocation to Bitcoin would serve as a hedge against fluctuations in traditional asset classes such as stocks, bonds, and commodities. Wow, it almost seems like that might be considered, if you can't beat them, join them, because wasn't it not too long ago that JP Morgan was advising against Bitcoin? Like I said, not financial advice. JP Morgan does not yet recommend large bets on Bitcoin, but the firm has written that it is possible to buy a relatively small amount that will not greatly affect the portfolio, even if the price drops significantly. Quote, in a multi-asset portfolio, investors can likely add up to 1% of their allocation to cryptocurrencies in order to achieve any efficiency gain in the overall risk-adjusted returns of the portfolio. Strategists including Joyce Chang and Amy Ho wrote in a note Wednesday, Bloomberg reports. Now, I just want to interject here. When you're talking about cryptocurrencies, you are talking about an extremely wide variety of financial activities. Anything from what people perceive as an alternative to gold, such as Bitcoin, and we've mentioned many, many times, has, what, a $7 trillion market or something, compared to cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin Cash, which advertise themselves as an alternative to cash. You're looking in the fiat currency market of the world, over $200 trillion. And then cryptocurrencies that are based on Ethereum, or now we see trading on Binance with things like Cardano. We've been talking about this whole concept of decentralized financial platforms. I mean, this could be something that could effectively replace all the stock markets, NASDAQ, Forex, all this sort of stuff. We're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars. So when we talk about cryptocurrency, there's a wide spectrum of currencies. And to simply lump Bitcoin in, say, with the Binance coin, it's two completely different things when you think about what the utility of each coin is. Now it goes on, it says, JP Morgan likes the idea of investors using Bitcoins as a way to diversify their portfolios. The investment firm strategist suggests that a 1% portfolio allocation to Bitcoin would serve as a hedge against fluctuations in traditional asset classes such as stocks, bonds, and commodities. JP Morgan does not yet recommend large bets on Bitcoin, but the firm has written that it is possible to buy a relatively small amount that will not greatly affect the portfolio, even when the price drops significantly. In a multi-asset portfolio, investors can likely add up to 1% of their allocation to cryptocurrencies in order to achieve any efficiency in the overall risk-adjusted returns of the portfolio. So you see there, it's almost as if they're using the term cryptocurrency and Bitcoin interchangeably. And I'm not sure I would do that. It goes on, it says, this endorsement comes amid massive investments in Bitcoin by Tesla, MicroStrategy, Paul Tudor Jones, and Stan Druckenmiller. The report added that the BNY Mellon, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, has also announced plans to hold, transfer, and issue the digital asset for its clients. JP Morgan analysts emphasize that crypto assets should be viewed as investment vehicles and not financing currencies like the U.S. dollar. Cryptocurrencies are investment vehicles and not funding currencies. Well, some people might think that they've completely missed a boat in that analysis, because what are all these cryptocurrencies, tokens that are Ethereum-based, what are they claiming to do? Well, they're claiming to have plans to displace fiat currency. So this is the exact thing that they're promoting, from what I can tell. Once again, not financial advice, but it almost seems like these big banks were coming to this cryptocurrency space a day late and a dollar short, if you will. It says, JP Morgan analysts emphasize that crypto assets should be viewed as investment vehicles and not financing currencies like the US dollar. Cryptocurrencies are investment vehicles and not funding currencies, as Federer just said. So when looking to hedge a macro event with a currency, we recommend to hedge through funding currencies like the yen or US dollar instead. We have to ask yourself, would you rather have the yen or the yuan or the euro, or would you rather have Bitcoin? Bitcoin, instantly transferable anywhere in the world? Or would you rather have a fiat currency from some foreign government that you may or may not be able to get your hands on? I really have to wonder what they're thinking here. Like I said, not financial advice, but you look at the lens that they're looking through, and you wonder if they will ever be able to understand the cryptocurrency space enough to profit from it. It goes on, it says, cryptocurrency purchases skyrocketed in 2021. Marketplace Robinhood reported that about 6 million new users bought cryptocurrency on the platform in the first 2 months of this year. Well, not a bad little article, but as I said, not financial advice, but when you look at how these banks are approaching the cryptocurrency space, it's almost as if, because the demand has gotten to be so high from their customers, that they're being forced to accept it. But at the same time, when you listen to them talk about it, you wonder if they even have a basic concept of what the cryptocurrency space is. You know, what different coins are used for, whether they're used to buy and sell things, whether they're used as a store of value, or whether they're used as an alternative to the fiat system. And the more commentary I read from the Wall Street experts, the less I believe that they really have a clear understanding of what's going on. I think if a person wanted to really understand their crypto space, they're far better off to do the research themselves, quite simply, than to listen to what these people have to say as a rule. But the reason that I found this article important enough to cover was because of the fact that you see that with the appreciation of the value of cryptocurrencies, specifically Bitcoin, it really has begun to enter the mainstream, and we're starting to see the fiat promoters are almost being forced to adapt and evolve with the new cryptocurrency market that's happening. We'll see what the future holds, but for right now at least, JP Morgan recommending investors add up to 1% of their allocation to Bitcoin. That's all for now. This has been your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.